Day 155, or June the 4th. Trusting sheep rely on the shepherd. Our thoughts today are from Psalm 23, verse 6. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. Out of the first 41 Psalms, 38 are attributed to David. Today, we are considering the most famous psalm in the world, the 23rd. The previous psalm is often called the Psalm of the Cross and points to the cross prophetically several times, including its opening verse, which Jesus declared in the depths of his agony, "My God, my God, why have you abandoned me?" It also describes how the soldiers shared out his clothing. This psalm was written for the temple choir to sing, but the 23rd psalm was more appropriate for individual worship. And now today's action step. I see the image of a car towing a caravan when I consider the last verse of Psalm 23. We are the car, and all that God has for us is in the caravan. All we need is there, but we have to be moving out by faith before we can benefit from everything. The Bible tells us that we will be followed by God's goodness and love. We are to live a life of faith, trusting God will supply all our needs, but we have to be willing to step out in order to benefit fully. For many of us, we spend too much time waiting for God's goodness and love before we move, instead of stepping out and receiving it just when we need it. I have heard too many church leaders tell me that as soon as everything is in place, then it's all systems go. The reality is that all systems go will help slot everything into place. It doesn't work the opposite way around. There's another layer in this verse too. As we move on, we should leave the sweet aroma of God's goodness and mercy behind us. We should enjoy his blessings, and then so will others who we are living with day by day. This makes us a true channel of blessing. Don't let it get blocked up now.